Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. On the road, so I'm broadcasting from my little computer. If you can hear me clearly and you're in the chat room, let me know. I'm using a headset, so not sure how great it is. And, what a week we've got. I want to welcome my friend, Fran Capo, now a member of the Friars Club. Woohoo! And the Music Coalition Festival is going on in New York City. You want to check that out. Always fun. Support the arts by supporting the arts. That means buy my CD, Color Me Crazy, available on CD Baby.
Oh, tell me a life-changing, thrilling action-adventure movie that'll make me laugh, cry, sing, cry again, laugh a little more, and fill me with a sense of redemption. Or get out!
We have just that kind of a story. It's about three telephone operators.
Hello? How can I direct your call?
Who overhears the murder of a cat burglar?
Just rearrange everything. Needs to pull harder on the heartstrings. Who wants to root for a murdered burglar? Add more drama.
How about three telephone murderers who operate on the cat?
That's a great idea by me. Everything I asked for. And it's all wrong! Needs more cats!
More cats?
More cats! Right meow!
How about three telephone cats who own a murderer?
Oh, sounds great. Break a leg.
Yeah.
might claim to be enlightened, except these days are awfully frightening. Get my daily dose of shock every evening round 6 o'clock. My cat is right there with me, but he don't watch no TV. And while my hairs all stand on end, he has managed to transcend. He don't fret about the future, nor the past. He's not just pooching. He's a born satisfaction. In the now, the cat is happening. In his world, there are no banks, no war, no bombs, no tanks. No control freaks will be found.
It's a cat
all the way down. Now, if I may be so blunt, these two vices, fear and want, do us in if we don't act. That's why you must watch the cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. My cat is a zen master.
Play it on your cattle castle.
Get out of your mind. If you don't know how to do that, just go get yourself a cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. That is how I found the answer.
Cat is Zen Master.
So when you're home at night, turn off your electric light, burn a candle two or three, and pull the plug on your TV. Suddenly the war is over, and you just don't need a makeover. Watch the cat and you will see. Nice fur, commercial free. All that rises falls away. Off goes that 401k. But you'll know where it's at if you'll just consult the cat.
Watch the cat.
Turn off the TV.
Watch the cat.
You'll now be free. Yeah, the cat is master.
Another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita. My, what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, your spine is really going to hurt. Please don't make me do this. Please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S. Could you think of a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poisons.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Always fun with Tom Carosa on board, La Mala Pepita. And speaking on board, Betty Jo Tucker, movie at a headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. This week she'll have acclaimed producer Tim Parrell dropping by. He produced such films as Last Chance Harvey and The Love Punch, both starring Emma Thompson. I love Emma Thompson. We had great fun on Betty Jo's show last week, but with Godzilla. Godzilla. Lots of fun. Remember, you can watch my TV show tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're in New York City, it's on airs on three channels, all of them, all the cable channels. If you're not, go to www.mnn.org and watch the Lifestyle Channel, and you could see it there. Also, you can check out more of me on Facebook. It's always fun. Let's keep the show going. Here with some fun. I know I kind of had a cat theme going there, didn't I? It was pretty funny. My CD, Color Me Crazy, is on CD, baby. I want to get some of the Music Coalition is having their festival, so I definitely want to get some Jessica Delfino on here. I got to download more of her songs. She's such a talent. So let me find Jess. Where are you, Jess? Going up. Anyway, until I find Jess. Where is she? Play something else. Why not? Okay. All righty.
Ein, zwei, drei, vier! Didn't know you were getting multilingual, so, right?
The tears I cried for you could fill an ocean. But you don't care how many tears I cried. And though you only leave me on say goodbye.
gone out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Mulligan. Mulligan's an Irish name. You know, Americans, we're funny. You know, I mean, we're all American. We all love being American, but we're all from someplace else. Have you noticed that? And I don't know about other nationalities, but Irish people go nuts when they hear an Irish last name. Thank you for proving my point. I met some guy the other day, but Joe Mulligan. Look at your name, Joe Mulligan. Oh, what a fine Irish name you have. Ah, Joe. Oh, Joe, I see the little pink hearts and the yellow moons and the green clovers, your lucky charms, Joe. Irish spring, I use it too, Joe. It's a manly scent, Joe, a manly scent. Have you been to Ireland, Joe? You haven't? Ah, Joe, go. Joe, go, Joe, where you go, Joe. Find out about your ancestors in Ireland, Joe. Your ancestors, it's important you go, Joe, Joe, go, Joe. Which was annoying, because he was from Korea. But I... But, you know, I took his advice, and I went to Ireland, and something very interesting, I found out about my ancestors. They're dead. So it was a short trip, really. Graveyard, U-turn, airport, pretty much, you know. I had a beer. And a potato. And came back home to my hometown. I am from New York City. Thank you, thank you. I used to live in Manhattan, live in Brooklyn now. I used to live in the tough part of Manhattan, too, over on the west side. I lived in Hell's Kitchen. I was there in the late 70s. That was a nasty neighborhood. It's better now, but 10th Avenue back then. 10th Avenue was the kind of place where they just hated you if you were a stranger. They would just stare at you. I saw this guy one day. Hey, do I know you? So why are you talking to me, huh? Next time you see me, don't talk to me. I said, excuse me, officer. I'll find the post office myself.
One, two. two, a one, two, three, four. I want to be famous. I want to be famous. I live alone in a small apartment. I've got no money and I've got no job. I'm a real nice girl with a good personality. And I can cook and I have a kitchen. By now I should be a star. I can even sort of play guitar. But I'm not rich and poor and lonely. I live alone in a small apartment. I watch TV most every evening and cry myself to sleep. I don't know what to do with my life, but I really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be so. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. Two, three, it's not that hard. All I gotta do is find someone, maybe a CEO, or maybe someone like the guy who runs something, like the country or whatever. I don't know where to get a weapon. I really don't even know how to use one, but I'm smart and I can figure it out. And then I am gonna really, really be famous. I read in a magazine it's really important. I hope my mom is proud of me when she sees me on TV. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Come on everyone, let's clap. Kill somebody important. I'm gonna kill somebody important with a gun. Kill somebody important with a knife. Kill somebody important with my mind. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Okay, can stop clapping. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I can't wait.
This song is a commentary on childhood obesity.
Soda, pizza, nachos, burgers, up past midnight.
Cheers, party!
We got prank phone calls, skateboards, video games, and movies. Popcorn, pretzels, candy, sugar, torment your pets. We're jumping on the bed and sliding down the stairs in a sleeping bag. Kid party is so much fun, yeah, radical.
We're number one. Soda, pizza, nachos, burgers, up past midnight.
We're snorting Bundys and drinking Pop Rocks with cola. Kevin's got his head stuck in the banister. Kevin, are you alright? You're turning blue. Should we get your parents? No, no way. No adults allowed, y'all. That's right, because we're going to stay up all night with all this sugar.
Hey, is everyone okay down there?
No, everything's fine, Mrs. Humble.
Kevin?
Oh, Kevin's in the bathroom right now.
Okay, be safe. Good night.
Good night.
She's gone, y'all.
Style. Yeah, Kevin, you're free. Now we got more time for everything like Nerf guns and ping pong. Air hockey puck knocked out my tooth. I think I got a concussion and a nosebleed from all this headbanging. Ooh, I think I gotta stay up all night because I had a little too much sugar. 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 Sugar.
Sugar.
Mrs. Humble?
Yes?
I don't feel so good. Can I call my mom to pick me up now?
Okay, little squirm.
Thank you.
Kevin, time for your insulin.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko! loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothingness, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Winding down now, so I want to thank Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters for joining us this week, and a Movie Attic Headquarters, Tim Perrell, producer. You want to check this out? Always a good show on Betty Jo Tucker's Movie Attic Headquarters Blog Talk Radio. You might remember Tim Perrell from films like Last Chance Harvey and The Love Punch, both starring Emma Thompson. Love that Emma Thompson. Just love her. Love Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. First one in the room. My friends couldn't make it. The Wacko Show, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. On Pop Shop, George Bettinger, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dream Stream Radio, along with Steve Mendoza. A Thursday show and a Sunday show. Thursdays at 4, Jukebox Diner, and on Sundays, Big Band Brunch. So you want to check everybody out. Thank you, Betty Jo, for hanging in there this week. And remember, you can watch my TV show tonight at www.mnn.org Eastern Standard Time. Check that out, too. Okay. For one, you can go now, Betty. You don't have to stay till the very end. See you in the chat room. Thank you all for listening. I'm Nancy Lombardo, the host of Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. Don't you love it? This is Sosie. You don't want to miss it. Very funny, Betty Jo. I think we'll go out with a Steve Mendoza promo that he did, which is very nice.
Friends, are you a snore at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons? Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
That's all, folks.